The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith. This week, a special edition featuring coordinators Mike Tice, Rod Marinelli, and Dave Tobe, and the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by North Shore University Health System and Walgreens.
4 wins in the first 5 gives the Bears a share of the NFC North Division. Lead with the Minnesota Vikings, an historic second half yesterday in a 41-3 win in Jacksonville. This is Bears Insider featuring head coach Lovie Smith and joined by the coordinators. Big night at Halisaw. We've got fans in front of the coaches, some season ticket holders. And they're all quite pleased about the first 5 games of the season and certainly yesterday in Jacksonville. We'll talk about it, break it down with the coaches after these messages on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith continues. Now, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Quick throw, right in the hands of Charles Tillman. 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone. Pick 6. Touchdown! Intercepted! And it's taken away! Lance Briggs to the 40 of the Cowboys! Briggs 20! Bam Bam Briggs 10! 5! End zone! Touchdown!
Throws! Intercepted! Peter Tillman running it back! It's a reverse skate at the 20! To the 10! To the 5! End zone! Touchdown! Ricocheted into the hands of Lance Briggs! 15! 10! 5! End zone! Touchdown yes. Bears! Tillman 1 minute!
Oh, my gosh, I'm exhausted. Can we just wrap it up? NFL leaders in takeaways, interception yards, 5 touchdowns in 3 games. That was a little montage put together by our producer, Andy Gersher, tonight. I mean, he put the original one together, Lovie. It took like 2.5 minutes for all that. So, I mean, that's just remarkable. We were in the break talking to our fans here at Halas Hall in the auditorium about the improbability of back-to-back picks by the same guy, certainly never done before in the National Football League. But at the same time, it is your expectation every game that they score when they take the ball away. And it's happened 30 times in 26 games, and you've won 20 of them, 21 of them now. And there are a few teams that can put up those kind of numbers and stand here and say, you know, this is what we try and do every week, and this is what we try and do every season. So, congratulations. That was impressive.
It was. Rod is doing a great job with the guys, but all of them would tell you we don't consider it a good defensive performance unless we take the ball away. It's as simple as that. Our guys have bought into it for a lot of years, and they lead to, of course, it's about scoring, but they lead to wins. I mean, we win when we take the ball away. And right now, some of the things we're doing on the offensive side of the football, we should do that. Take the ball away. If we can't score, of course, get the ball for the offense.
And we're joined, of course, as you heard in the bump-in, with defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli, offensive coordinator Mike Tice, and special teams coordinator Dave Tobe. And we'll start with Rod, because the offense doing a big favor for the defense, and it really was helpful yesterday with that 17-play drive coming out of the locker room to start the third quarter. You get the 3, you get the lead, and then things just unravel for Jacksonville because of the types of pressure you guys put on Jacksonville and then in taking the ball away and getting in the end zone. But it amounted to just 24 minutes of field time for your defense. For the season now, just over 27 minutes. That's top 5 in the National Football League. So that keeps you guys fresher. That helps you attack.
Oh, no question. You know, the offense doing a great job with that. Time of possession is big in this league, especially when you have weapons that you're playing against. And the more opportunity you keep them on the bench, the better it is for us. But that's been big.
And, Mike, the 17-play drive, that was really the match that lit the fire for the explosion, right?
Yeah, well, we want to come out hot in the beginning of the game, which we haven't been able to do to this point. So we need to continue to work on coming out hot in the beginning of the game. But we've been pretty good coming out in the third quarter. We needed to, you know, capture that touchdown in that moment. But we'll take the points. We're very pleased on the drive and the physicality of the drive and the way the guys hung in there. And hopefully that played a part in getting us going.
And a fourth down conversion, you know, and throwing for the first down in that kept the drive alive. That was as key as any play in the game.
Well, you know, we have plays for each situation. We try to practice those plays. And the guys knew where they had to be. And the quarterback moved a little bit. Brandon moved, slid a little bit in the zone, and made a great throw, and then we just kept it going.
Now, more of the Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith and coordinators Mike Tice, Rod Marinelli, and Dave Tobe on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
High right for Jay Cutler, making changes. They've doubled up at the line of scrimmage. Brandon Marshall, they singled up Jeffrey. Jay to throw, sets the throw, slant, caught, goal line, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! Alshon Jeffrey the grab, and the Bears extend their lead.
Second touchdown catch in five games for the rookie Alshon Jeffrey. As we welcome you back to Bears Insider at the George Muggs Halas Auditorium, this is where all the meetings take place, the big ones anyway, I'd imagine, with Lovie Smith and the coordinators. Pleased you've joined us today on the radio and here in the building. And that catch, you know, the thing was galling to me and Tom Thayer, my broadcast partner, of course. And by the way, that is the play of the week brought to you by McDonald's, proud partner of the Chicago Bears, Mike Tice. When I looked and Brandon Marshall was doubled at the line of scrimmage, press coverage, like a punt returner or a punt gunner would be, and just leave Alshon, like, challenging Jay to hit Jeffrey and have him make the play to make the catch and make that. Was that – that you don't see that very often in the National Football League.
What's that, touchdown pass?
The double right at the line of scrimmage on a receiver as they did with Brandon.
Well, they're picking their poison. And great job of the quarterback managing the play. We have some options in that play, none of which I'm going to let you know what they are. But we have some options. He obviously went to the right option, did a great job, and Alshon made a great catch and great protection. Just very good execution of the Bears offense.
And there's reports out there that Alshon could be out a bit. No need to say, because it is the bye week coming up, and then the Lions are in 14 days, but banged up, to say the least, a little bit, right? Left the game.
Yes, he'll be banged up for a while. We're still evaluating him, but we know we're going to get him back sometime this year.
All right, Dave Tobe, the special teams coordinator. Yesterday, a punter with probably the strongest leg I've seen in years. I know, and Shane Leckler has been great. All those AFC West punters are great, but this kid, Anger the Banger, that is his nickname, pulled one up 65 yards yesterday. How difficult was he to deal with for Devin?
Yeah, first of all, this kid, I mean, he's the best punter I ever seen at the Combine. I mean, he out of 10 punts, he had 8 over 5-0 hang time at the National Combine. So very impressive rookie coming in. So we knew that's what we were going to get. We just needed to do a better job holding up, you know, the gunners and the inside guys to give Devin a chance. And, you know, we need to do a better job against the Detroit.
And in terms of Devin, on some of those returns going the length of the field, I know he's looking for that one cut lane, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, he was taking him a little bit wider, trying to run around him. We probably should have planted a foot a couple times, but we'll go back and evaluate and look at the tape and figure out the problems.
You can ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered by myself or Tom Thayer during the Bears Game Night Live broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card, so use the hashtag BearsToyota. 7:15 here at Halas Hall with our engineer Paul Zerang and our producer and director of Bears Broadcasting Greg Miller joining the program. All right, so 5 games, 5 defensive touchdowns. You've only allowed 5 touchdowns, period, Rod Marinelli. You've outscored the output of your team over the last 3 games. I mean, it is 35-27. You've outscored your opposition just on your defensive touchdowns alone. That's impressive. Is it a feeding frenzy right now for your group? Are they playing at such an awareness of trying to get that ball in the end zone that it's just a self-fulfilling thing?
I believe that's true. And, you know, something you talk about enough, and each day we go through it and drills and all those things, and the emphasis is there. But I think you start every game with wanting to play hard, you know, and executing our style of defense. And then all that starts to come to you with that, and it's on your mind.
And are they being, you know, part of the deal, you have to be in the right position to mm-hmm. make the play, and that's something major, right? And I talked about last week, you know, 3 years ago, maybe he admitted this, that maybe he couldn't have made that interception late in the game against Dallas because he wouldn't have been in the right spot. He would have been looking at the wrong thing. That's part of the maturity and the fundamental process of becoming a solid starter in the National Football League. But right now, that whole group seems to be just feeding off one another.
Yeah, that's part of defense, I think, is energy. And teamwork, number one. You know, we always talk about the star of the defense is the defense itself. And a bunch of men working together and executing together. And then good things happen. The harder you play, the more opportunities you get to make plays. So that's our emphasis.
It's not easy to do, Mike Tice, but Brandon Marshall with 100-yard back-to-back games, but in the second halves of these last two games where it's really come to life. And yesterday we saw firsthand just how dangerous of a guy he can be and how dominating he can be in a game.
Well, he's a big man, plays with great energy. Right now he and Jay are on the same page on most of the plays and continuing to get better and grow together. The offensive line has gotten better and given Jay protection and enables him to find his open receivers. Of course, we have a lot of our plays that are designed to go through him. But we also have, secondary options. And teams have given us a chance to get the ball to him over the last couple of weeks. And Jay's done a nice job of doing it.
I think the longest catch was 24 yards. But that adds up when you start getting a lot of targeted throws and making those catches. So, I'm not thinking these guys love tackling Brandon Marshall when he gets the football back in the secondary.
No, like I said,
he's a punisher.
He's a big man. He finishes every play the right way. And when you're a smaller player, a defensive back that doesn't have great size, you got to think twice if you're going to go in there high, you're going to go in there low, or you're going to go in there at all.
7-18. Is he not great? A flair for the, you just go to break when he wraps something up that nice and neat.
Bears Insider continues with head coach Lovie Smith. Joined this week by offensive coordinator Mike Tice, defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli, and special teams coordinator Dave Tobe. Bears Insider on the home of the Bears. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Takes back on five, gonna launch it right. Open man, end zone over the shoulder grab. Right corner of the end zone. Brandon Marshall, touchdown. Touchdown, Bears.
12 for 144 on 17 targeted throws for Brandon Marshall. His third 100-yard day as a Bear in the five games, and the Bears are 4-1, tied for the NFC North Division lead with the Minnesota Vikings. Welcome back into Bears Insider, featuring head coach Lovie Smith and joined by the coordinators here before a live audience of Bears fans. And we've had a bunch of, and we've done this event for several years now, and so it's a nice small venue and a nice intimate setting for these fans and a lot of first-timers, but they are just an extension of what the bigger picture is and the fan base that has traveled. We've mentioned it year by year. It's growing, but I don't think any of us has seen anything like Jacksonville. You arrive, you pull up in the bus at the team hotel, take it from there and for the rest of the weekend. What was your experience?
Well, we heard that quite a few Chicago Bear fans were going down to Jacksonville, but We always travel with a fair amount of fans no matter where we go. But when we got off of the bus, I'll just say there were just a lot of people there. And when you come into a new city and you see all of your colors, cars, people driving through, you saw type of Chicago Bears gear. And it just tells you how much, people feel about their football team to just follow us. And we've grown accustomed to it, where we feel like it's a base part of us when we go off to play. You go into the opponents on their home turf, you need as many people as you can backing you, and we've had that. Dallas, it was outstanding. When I say outstanding, I'm talking about when you're in, on the opponent's field and you hear that "Let's go Bears" chant. Players start turning around and you just feel like you're at home at Soldier Field.
And is this not something you overstate, right? I mean, do the players genuinely feel it, Rod and Mike and Dave? Do they really, do you see them feeding off of that on the road, especially yesterday? I mean, the place wasn't filled up to begin with, but at various points in that game, it sounded like Chicago, at some level.
It's impressive. At times yesterday, we're on offense, and you don't see the field much on D. You're talking to the guys. You hear the loud roar. You think, oh, man, we turned it over or something. And it was us. and it was a good play on our part. I mean, it was incredible.
Hey, Mike, don't. He was just kidding.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Thanks, buddy.
You hear the roar of the crowd. It's incredible.
And a guy, especially a guy like Devin on returns, Dave Tobe, he feeds off that crowd more than any. He loves it, and I'm sure being in his home state, he had an extra little adrenaline going too.
He really wanted one. I'm gonna be honest, he really did. You know, maybe he pressed a little bit. You know, we just didn't get it done. You know, but he's excited. You know, about anytime he gets back there, he's excited. He wants a touchdown every time.
All right, Mike. It's rare. I mean, we're talking about yesterday the 49ers throwing up 600 plus yards. You know, is the big topic on the bus in their game. And you look at the stat sheet, and here you have the Bears with 501 yards of offense. And once you hit that 500 level, that's a whole different area code now. Now you're talking about a whole different thing. And I know that it's just a number, but it just does show what the execution was like, especially in that second half. I mean, I'm sure the most important thing is scoring, but that's a lot of yards.
Well, yeah, the most important thing is scoring. I'll take 200 yards and 30 points.
Yep.
But 500 yards and 41 points with the help of Rod's guys, pretty good too. So we sputtered around a little bit in the first half, as the fan mentioned earlier, and we didn't finish some things the right way. We did control the ball, go up and down the field at times, but in the second half we finished out some drives, and we had that nice 95-yard drive that really, really is encouraging to see that the guys can stay focused and put one together for that long from backed up going in, as we say. And we're getting there. We got a ways to go, but we're getting there. We're getting better.
And of course, the yards are important, Jeff, but third downs also, yesterday, 10 of 17, I think 59%. And then, you know, ball security, you know, plus two yesterday with our football team. Those are the reasons why we're winning games.
82, 71, 72, 94, 73. Those are the drives on five of the nine possessions. So that's nice and meaty, nice and healthy. And already, and I know coaches are not that big into numbers, and I'm always throwing numbers at you, Lovey, and the coaches that know me here, I'm always coming up with these numbers. But, you know, when you look at the big picture and you compare it already to last season, the amount of 80-yard drives or the 10-play scoring drives the Bears have had are already coming close to matching and surpassing what happened all of last year, and this is only five games deep. I think it's an exciting future here for the Bears offense moving forward.
This is Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith and coordinators Mike Tice, Rod Marinelli, and Dave Tobe. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Verizon. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Gabbert still in the ballgame. And here come the pass rushers. They meet at the quarterback, and down he goes at the 15-yard line. Corey Wooten gets his second sack today.
And welcome back into Bears Insider here at Halas Hall, the George Muggs Halas Auditorium. You hear a lot of applause. That is for the Bears. 41-3 win over Jacksonville, and they are here today. Some Bears season ticket holders kind enough to join us with Lovie Smith, Rod Marinelli, Mike Tyson, Dave Tope. So let's pick it up from the highlight. Rod Marinelli, we saw it in training camp, the get-off of Corey Wooten. It was different, the explosion. And yesterday, calling that game, he popped into my eyesight right away off the snap twice. I felt something good was going to happen, and it did. Just explain how far he's come in this last year.
Really has. You know, we've had him. He had an excellent camp 2 years ago, and then he ended up getting hurt the first play of the game against Atlanta, and that kind of messed him up a little bit, getting back and forth, getting back on the field, and had another couple of injuries. This is really the first time he's gone all the way through camp and with no type of injuries. He's not missed hardly any days of work, which, you know, to develop your skills in this league, you got to go out and work every day. And he's very conscientious. He really has a knack and can feel it and time it up, the takeoff, which is everything. That initial step is everything as a rusher.
Well, he said he didn't play great against Dallas, or at least you guys told him so. So he said he needed to have a big game. And Lovie, he had a big game.
Yes. Well, you're right. He didn't play as well as he did that Green Bay game, maybe. But as Rod said, we've been waiting for him to come, too. And there's so much competition up there. We talk about the, you know, playing everyone. So everyone is getting their reps. And it's about production and, you know, huge plays, mine yesterday.
And with that said, that rotation has really proven, you know, we've talked about it here in commercial breaks that the radio audience couldn't quite hear, but it's just making every one of those seven or eight guys on game day that much fresher. And Is it something you definitely see different than the other years here with the ability to have, throw out that many weapons out there in the front four?
Yes, you know, I would say so. The quality of the guys that are coming in can pass rush. And that's the number one thing. To get a uniform here for game day, you've got to be able to pass rush. And it's our job to teach run defense as coaches. But they have to bring that extra juice and attitude and speed to be able to rush a passer in this league, because the balls are out so quick. And you have to have that. So every guy we suit up's got to be a rusher, and they're fighting to get a uniform.
Listen to the next Bears All Access Radio Show, brought to you by Sports Authority, this Thursday, October 11th at 6 p.m. on WSCR 670 AM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. This is Bears Insider on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, wrapping up the win over Jacksonville and the running game. Cooking up some 200 yards yesterday, Mike Tice, and how much you loving the combo of Matt Forte and Michael Bush.
Well, we're excited to get the run game going. It's been a tough sledding to this point with, you know, Matt nicked up a little bit and us playing those doggone 34 schemes and Bear defenses, not Chicago Bear, old Chicago Bear, 34 solid defenses, we call them. Makes it a little bit tough sledding, but this week, the last 2 weeks, the guys have worked extremely hard in getting their pad level down, a lot of sled work, a lot of extra work and detail in the run game, staying a little bit longer on the down linemen, and the guys carried that over to the game this week for the first time. And, of course, the two backs, and well, Armando Allen, too, hit it real hard this week, and we were able to get some seams and get to that second level. We were very pleased with the improvement we made this week.
And on that play, if I'm not mistaken, Gabe Kareemi with a big trap block there, and that sprung Armando, who's got the juice, there's no question. He can rip off big chunks, I'm sure, as a changeup type of back.
Yeah, we like Armando. Armando played very well for us last year when we had injuries, and, you know, very, very good young player, good in the classroom. We're excited about the difference he has between the other two backs, or our two elite backs, if you will. And, again, we're just excited that we're able to put some things together, have some better combination blocks, finish our guys off the line of scrimmage better this week, and, of course, give some room to our backs.
Better yet, though, first and second down, much better.
Much better. You know, we haven't been running the ball very well in first down and putting ourselves in second and long a lot, way too much. This week we were more efficient. I want to say we were 62% efficient running the football this week. I think that's correct. And what that is 4 yards on first down and more than half of what you have to go on second down. We were much more efficient this week, and that enables us to get into those manageable third downs and those third downs that Coach talked about and create success at that 59% level.
Everything about field position, Dave Tobin, Robbie Gold has just been banging the football. Not in the first half yesterday, but all of a sudden, second half, that ball was flying out of the back of the end zone. I think he has 21 or 22 touchbacks already this year. What's going on with his leg? Is it stronger? Is it just a technique thing? What is it?
I think it's technique. I think Kevin O'Day is working with him on exactly where to hit that ball to get the maximum distance on it. And he's really in a groove right now. You know, he's got 21 touchbacks right now at this point, and which is a lot. 66% of his kicks are touchbacks. He's really in a groove with his field goal kicking as well.
Oh yeah, hasn't missed.
No.
And now
we don't want to talk about that. That's what you
don't want to
do, Jeff.
Mike Tice, don't you deal in facts? He's perfect. He's perfect.
It's a good thing we don't play this week.
He's not going to miss. And if he does, I permit you to come and take me and throw me in the cold tub. I know your offensive lineman would love for that to happen.
Of course.
It is 7:40 on News Radio 780 at 105.9 FM WBBM, here with the coaches, the coordinators, and head coach Lovey Smith. Brandon Marshall had a quote, Lovey, yesterday just about, the first half. And this is, and I know I used the same term with Tom during the broadcast when it was 3-3 at the break. They remain calm. And you certainly expect that from this team. I don't think it's a surprise. There's just so much experience across the board, all three phases of this team. That shouldn't surprise anybody.
No, and just talking about the first half, believe me, we're doing everything we possibly can to come out. You want to, play two solid halves, but sometimes, for whatever reason, it just doesn't happen. But having a veteran locker room, they know that it's, you play – it's two halves, and you can still make it right. And we hung in there that first half. But We did. You know, we made the corrections at the half, but to finish that way, you know, there's a lot of things on our mind. I'm talking about for the players. The heat was a factor. No matter what you say, the heat was a factor, but you had to work through that, and guys knew that we couldn't let that affect us, and we had to get it done. That's
how is it, as coaches, do you talk to your players about getting the heat out of your mind, even as it's beaten down on you?
Yeah, but you just can't. You know that it's there, but you have to concentrate more on your job. I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, there's a job that had to be done, and we had to do it in that heat. And it would have been different if they were playing in an air-conditioned arena or something like that. I'm talking about the opponent. They were dealing with the same things that we were.
Wearing black jerseys, no less. That I could not believe. But when the sun went down, you'll love this. The monsters came out, didn't they? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's October.
Like it.
Halloween's coming. The monsters came out, people. They were going crazy. Eating up those Jacksonville Jaguars. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz brought to you by Jimmy John's. Your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 on Comcast Sportsnet Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Charles Tillman, you can make the argument that there's not been a corner in Bears history that is big of a playmaker at that position than Charles. The evidence is in the math. The math is fantastic. Now the all-time franchise leader in return touchdowns, but that's just one small part of his game. In the bigger picture, what is he to your defense?
Well, I think it starts off, he's a great competitor. I mean, he competes in practice, whatever it is, he competes. And I think that sets a tempo and a standard for your defense about we're competitors, no matter what the environment's going to be. He's going to find a way to get it done. The guy can play a great zone defense and reroute and do the things we ask. He can go out and play man because he's got the size and the speed and the instincts to do it. And he competes for the ball. And one of my favorite things is how he tackles. I mean, he's the best tackling corner in this league. And the next best is our other corner.
And you've been around some very good corners in your career.
No question. This guy can tackle.
Well, and the length certainly helps, and it helps him on special teams where he don't want to come off the field, Dave.
Yeah, he doesn't. He plays on a punt return team. He's our shutdown corner. You know, he shuts down the best gunner, who's going to be their best player and fastest player on the field, and he does it single-handedly. So, and he doesn't want to come off. He loves it.
Put this into perspective, just for fun. Again, numbers, Lovey. And I was awful at math, everybody, just awful. 13 picks. It was averaging like 22 yards a catch. If you put it in receiving terms and five touchdowns, and you'd say that receiver's doing pretty darn well. He's having a pretty good year. How about this, though? And we'll go to break after this. So the big second half, the 38-point second half, that hadn't been done in 999 games in Bears history.
Really?
Yeah. 999.
You know, at the time, we didn't realize that.
Thank you.
Of course, it's good to know.
Thank you, Doug Coletti, our Bears statistician and director of research. It would have sounded so great if it was 1,000 games. All right, we have one more segment to go here on Bears Insider.
The Bears Insider continues exclusively on the home of the Bears, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Get a listen to this, folks. We're not going to talk for a bit. Let me remind you, this is Jacksonville, Florida. It's become Soldier Field South.
I mean, you can't make that up. And make that up. Bears fans in droves in Jacksonville, and they enjoyed the show 41-3 by at some point. I don't remember when, but it was very empty in there. But not the case with Chicago Bears fans. A lot of blue and orange made the trip down to Jacksonville or came from wherever place in this country to watch that game, and it was great to see. Welcome back to Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith and the coordinators, Rod Marinelli, Mike Tyson, Dave Tobe with you until 8 o'clock. We got about 12 minutes to go. Join the Bears for a ladies' night out at Soldier Field on October 29th. Meyer Bears Football 101, presented by Chase. Visit chicagobears.com to purchase tickets. So you hit the bye week. And I'm going to ask all the coaches this, and you may all have different opinions about it based on your group. Too early? Just the right time? Given that you guys got some momentum, a three-game winning streak, and feeling very good about what's going on with the arrow pointing up across the board.
I can't say too early. I mean, we know what the schedule is going into the season. And as much as anything, you need the bye week. So whenever it comes, you have to have a plan and then take advantage of it. And for us, we have a routine that we've gone through every year in the 9 years I've been here. And that entails practicing a couple of days. We'll go back to the practice field tomorrow and Wednesday, and give the players a long weekend off. For them to get away from football a little bit, just to be a football fan, to just do whatever they want to, and then get ready for the long haul after that.
Rod, in your group, Julius Peppers, he says, you know, it's kind of a shame because they're feeling that rhythm and making plays all over. How do you feel about this week and how it works out?
Well, how it works out, we have no control. So I really don't concern myself much with it.
But you'll go back. I know this. There will be fundamental work done.
Oh, yeah. We get defensive on the field and just try to stay sharp and just keep working at what we do.
Mike, how about you?
Well, we have some things identified that we're going to work on the next 2 days, both fundamentally and scheme-wise. We have some things we still need to hone in on and brush up and get better at. So we're excited about it. We have a couple guys that need a little rest, so that'll be good. And it is good to take a step back and take a deep breath and be a football fan this weekend, whether it be college or pros, and then finish that 11-game season.
You know, in terms of what you envision for the offense and what you wanted to put in, is it all in? Do you have everything you wanted to do and how you wanted to do it so far? At least as trying it or sampling it.
Not everything yet, but we're getting there. This week was more a sampling of some of the things that we want to be and get to. We had a little no huddle, a little red ball, and we it's getting better.
What's red ball?
No huddle.
Oh, that's what you call it. Okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I was just giving you that.
Listen, I learn something every day hanging around a Mike Tice. Dave, how about your special teams unit?
Oh, I love the bye week because it gives us a chance to go back and really look at yourself. We act like we're going to play ourselves that week and see if there's any tendencies, anything, any kind of fake vulnerability. You know, if a team was going to play us, you know, if we're giving that away or, you know, those kind of things. So, it's real valuable for us, and then we evaluate our schemes as far as, you know, are they good? What do we need to do in the future? What are teams looking at? So, you know, it's a valuable time for us right now.
It is 7:51 on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Watch Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota. Sundays at 10:35 on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears Network. It's Bears Insider. We're here at Halas Hall in front of Bears fans. Lots of great things have happened in the first five games of the year and across the board. I'm going to start with Dave. If there's anything that's surprised you so far about what you've learned about your team or anything that's disappointed you.
I really like our guys. I liked them coming out of training camp, and I like our group now. We're growing as a group. They're really close. They do a lot of things together. You know, the coverage units have been outstanding. You know, Robbie's kicks have been great, but every time we had to cover a kick, it's been great. So, and Podlish is having a good year. He's off to a good start. You know, I really like the newcomers that we got. You know, Blake Costanzo and Eric Weems and Geno Hayes. They're all playing well, and you know, I think we're going to continue to get better as the year progresses. We got a lot of football left.
Mike Tice, one ball, many options.
Yeah, and I agree with Dave. These guys like each other a lot. They get along well. They have the same goal in mind. They're all trying to read from the same sheet of music and accomplish the things that we're asking them to accomplish as coaches. And really, that's all you can ask for.
Rod?
You know, I think it's on defense is the chemistry and the energy. I really appreciate they're all in it together and playing the system and being disciplined. And then the plays come. Playmakers will make plays. But it starts with that. And we've been very pleased with that.
Rod, what is the impact, before I get to Lovey on that, what is the impact of having Major Wright and Chris Conte now together? I think it's 11 games. 21 interceptions, 8 touchdowns allowed as the defense, not all their interceptions, and then 7 return touchdowns. This dates back to last season with those two guys starting at safety. That cannot be just a coincidence.
No, I think, we stated earlier, everybody kind of feeding off each other. These two young guys have you know, Gil does a great job, and John Hoke. Every day the run pass keys, they're comfortable with that. They're comfortable. We don't change a lot of things, so a man gets an opportunity to repeat a lot, and that's where your improvement shows. And one, they're very athletic. You know, these are athletic skill guys out in the open field that can tackle still and are tough, but they got great ball skills, great range. You know, Chris has got great speed. Both got great speed. So, you know, it's our job to put them in the right position and coach them.
All right, from an overview on the same question.
Well, Jeff, before we started the season, you know, as we say, we knew the bye week was coming, you know, right now. And the plan, of course, was for us to be 5-0, simple as that. We knew we had a good football team, and we felt good about our chances, but that didn't happen. But we feel okay about a 4-1 record and the direction we're headed, as much as anything. Going into the bye week, you want to be playing good football instead of having a bad, putting in a bad performance going into that bye week. And I think it's safe to say our arrow is pointed up. We have a lot of improvements to still make, but we're headed in the right direction.
Bears have been 4-1 six times since 1989. They went to the playoffs five of those years, including 2006 and 2010. So, yes, there is an arrow pointing up in that direction. And, you know, I, from an objective point of view, just looking at this team and watching it yesterday and through these weeks since the training camp started, it's almost like you're just waiting for it all to really come together, because there are just so many guys that can make plays on this team across the board in all phases. And the defensive line has been unbelievable, and you're excited about the rotation of guys there. You know that at some point the offensive line is really going to catch fire, and they've started these last two games to really play well. You get that feeling just watching this team, and I'm saying that just from the outside looking in here, but you as coaches know from the inside looking out exactly what you have and what potential there is in each and every one of those guys. It must get you very excited about the rest of the schedule.
It does. And just talking a little bit about the offense some more, Mike has done, and the rest of the staff has done a great job. You know, we talk a lot about what we want to be, what we want our offense to look like, but just look at yesterday's game, the balance that we have, you know, being able to run the ball, and when we need to have a sustain a long drive to be able to feed that run that way. And then we need to be able to pass the football, though. You know, we have some good football players. You know, Brandon Marshall is a special receiver. But when we need to be able to pass the ball to be able to do it, it's been fun watching the offensive line really come together. I mean, you talked about, you know, last couple of weeks, protection has been great. So there's just so many things to really be excited about. Dave will tell you with our special teams, Robbie, Adam have had, you know, a great start so far. I can't wait to get Devin Hester going. That's a part of our team right now. Once we get that part of our game going, we're going to be tough.
7:57 here on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Just a couple of minutes to go as we break down the win over Jacksonville. Look ahead to the Detroit Lions here in 14 days. They got a game in between, but that'll be another Monday nighter. So the schedule's been kind of crazy in terms of, you know, just got done twice in 6 days. Again, the schedule is the schedule, but do you like even having the bye week and then an extra day yet to prepare for one of your rivals?
No doubt. Of course, we have a rivalry going. Any team in NFC North, of course, we need to be able to beat. And we know that Detroit has another record. It doesn't show it right now, but they have an excellent team. And this will be a big game for us. Be able to come back. We talked about our fans on the road. There's nothing like our fans at Soldier Field. We can't wait.
Is there anybody in each of your respective units that you would like to see make a step here in the next couple of weeks to really add to the mix that you've already put together? Start with Dave. It's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I don't have to put any more pressure on him that he already has, but I like to see Devin.
Okay.
You know, we need to get our, just like Coach said, I agree 100%. You know, our return game, we set a high standard.
Oh yeah.
You know, here at Chicago. So, you know, we expect big
things.
Well,
the defensive guys are getting into the end zone.
So. they got all the returns. They got all the returns. We don't got any returns.
How about you, Mike?
Well, just the whole unit getting better each week and growing together in this new offense. And I think they're starting to understand what we want to look like and what we want to be.
Rod?
Really, it's the same thing. Just this unit takes another step each and every week.
and it's looking good. All right, well, we thank all the fans for coming out here tonight. Quick hour show. Appreciate your support as always, and I know the coaches and the players appreciate it as well. It's a great start to the year. Thank you guys for joining us. Bears head coach Lovie Smith, defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli, offensive coordinator Mike Tice, and special teams coordinator Dave Tobe. Well, it's been another quick hit to the bye week. I just can't believe how fast the season's going, but we appreciate everybody for helping us out. Special thanks, as always, to our Bears director of broadcasting, Greg Miller, our engineer, Paul Zarang, and our producers, Steve Grzanich and Andy Gersher. For Bears head coach, Lovie Smith, and the coordinators, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is WBBM and HD Chicago, WCFS-FM and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago. Good night.